Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Before we discuss them, I will remind you to listen to Sports Radio 610 on 100.3 HD2 if you've got it available to you. Crystal clear, Sports Radio 610 that blasts across all of Houston on 100.3 HD2. And also this Friday and every Friday between now and the end of the football season will be a football Friday. This Friday we will be at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Looking forward to that. John McClain will be by. There may be a Lisa Ann sighting at this Friday's Football Friday, live and in person, fantasy advice prior to our fantasy football forum later on that night. But come join us at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd on Friday, 2 to 6, right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Rich, would you like me to go first?
Would you?
I can. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. This story was actually sent to me by our boss. Two straight days I've gotten a story sent to me by our boss. I appreciate him doing that because they've been good. I saw a feature on this. I think it might have been on the Today Show, or it might have been one of the morning newsy shows that are on the, you know, one of the national morning news shows.
Right.
And it was weird to see this in action after having just read the article. It was probably on CNN because that's where this article is from, CNN.com. Apparently in Paris, there's a big problem with public urination going on right now in certain parts of the city, whether it's in a park, by trees, in flower beds.
Did you say D.C.?
No, Paris.
My bad.
And understandably, the people who run Paris, the government, would prefer that people not urinate in public.
That's a New York thing.
Not so much urinating in public, but if they're going to, it's the fact that they're doing it like right in places where people walk and people sit. You know, it's not just in public, it's uncontrolled right now. Everybody's peeing out there willy-nilly. It's the wild, wild west. Or as they say in Paris, le wild, wild ouest. So
you are a Francophile.
5 years of French, baby. So they came up with a solution, and I don't know that this is the best solution you could come up with. But this is the solution that city officials have come up with. They have installed 4 open air outdoor urinals called urinoirs. And they're housed in flower boxes. They aren't very subtle. In fact, I'm looking at a picture of one of them. There's a flower box. Then right next to it is a place that publicly, outdoors, you can take a pee. They're fully exposed on street corners. They're painted bright red, so they call attention to themselves.
Right.
And they have nearby signs advertising their presence. You know, they have a sign. You want to see what the sign looks like, Rich?
That looks like what I would have drawn if somebody said, we need a sign.
It's like the sign. It's like a sign that would be on the front of a men's room, except if they actually showed the stick figure guy taking a leak.
Yes.
And drew the urinal on there as well.
And drew the urinal.
These are outdoor open-air urinals. One in particular, located near Notre Dame Cathedral.
Sounds quite liberating.
Has drawn attention for its view of the River Seine. The intelligent urinals, they have a straw layer. Okay, so here's the thing. You're probably asking yourselves, okay, are these just basically buckets that people are peeing into? No, they're actually fairly sophisticated. They have a straw layer that eliminates odor, and they're installed in areas where they're eco-friendly, and they harness the nutrients in people's waste to produce compost for parks and gardens.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we're recycling urine.
Right. According to the statement, these are urinals. They're not poopinals.
What happens if you have to go number two?
It's a good question. Yeah. I would imagine they're not going to make public ones of those. And I don't know that public pooping is a big problem in Paris. The urination is the issue. You got to address the problem. You got to get the problem at its choke point, Rich.
Understood.
Apparently, a year of a person's urine holds enough nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium to fertilize 400 square meters of wheat.
What?
Yeah. So if any of you out there own a wheat field, with all due respect, you're wasting water right now. Just invite all your friends over for a gigantic pea party, and that'll nourish your wheat for the entire year.
A pea party.
It's a wheat nourishment party. Yeah, this one man told reporters, I think, apparently the people who live near these things, they're not very happy with them right now.
You think?
Yeah, one guy said, I think installing a urinal in the streets of Paris for those who don't respect their surroundings is a good idea, but in my opinion, this model is not attractive at all, and where it's been set up is not appropriate at all. Ariel Weil, the mayor of the 4th District of Paris, tweeted in defense of the urinals on Monday, calling them an invention of genius. With all due respect, as someone who, you know, like I've had to go like in public and it's hard to find a bathroom sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it kind of is an invention of genius. Would you use one of these in public, Rich?
Sure.
If you and Jenny went to Paris.
Kidding me?
Would you cross this off your bucket list?
I'm not sure I'd even need one. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, of course I'd. Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You will encounter some really different, if not weird, facilities depending on where you go in Europe. The worst for me was in Italy, and any guy and some women know, I mean, you walk into a bathroom, a public restroom here in Houston, whether it's a men's room or a ladies room, and they're going to be stalls.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to walk into the stall, close the door, slide the knob, get a degree of privacy, and do what you got to do. This public bathroom in Italy, it was literally a hole in the ground with connected plumbing and an ability to flush whatever waste material wound up in that hole. But there was no toilet. There was no stall. There was no door. It was you.
And a hole.
Balancing yourself over a hole. If you had to go number two.
How did that go for you?
It was a fairly successful experience.
Really? Fairly. Mission accomplished?
Sort of.
Okay. Was it just certain parts
of
Italy?
Nightmares.
I have a dream of one day going to Italy. Or is it all of Italy that's
no,
like that,
no,
or
no,
just
no.
certain parts?
Just certain parts.
Okay.
And I will tell you another one. Sydney, Australia, when we went there last Christmas.
Yeah.
In all the public men's rooms, there are no urinals. Instead, you stand on a grate and pee against a wall covered
like
in
a waterfall.
Like aluminum siding or whatever.
Oh,
not
really?
Aluminum siding, but like a metallic.
Is there running water coming down the wall to sort of wash things away? Or?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. But essentially, the issue with spray is bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Okay.
And again, you're standing on a grate.
Yep. Keeping it here in America, I think I can say with confidence, the best bathrooms publicly in America belong to Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's are the best.
I don't think there's any question.
Because not only are they clean.
I mean, come on.
Not only are they clean, you get privacy in the sit-downer.
Yeah, you do.
Like, full privacy. Like, no, like, wall that ends where you can hear the dude next to you grunting or whatever.
Buc-ee's
like,
has changed the
you
world.
You get a room. And the urinals are pretty private, too.
Yeah.
The walls extend at the urinals, like, past your, you know, past the plane of your back. So you don't get into these situations where you get these freaks that feel like they want to start a conversation with you. You got privacy. It's amazing. Now, what are the odds? Would you walk up to one of these Paris people while they're peeing and just say, hey, how's it going, man? How you doing? Just to make them feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
I think I'd enjoy that. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
By the way, the ultimate irony with Buc-ee's, which I know we both love.
Yeah.
But the ultimate irony is, would you agree it's the most upscale, a full-service truck stop you've ever seen in your life?
Without question.
No trucks.
Not a truck stop, though. No. They don't even allow trucks.
Well, spoiler.
Oh, did I spoil it? My bad.
I was going to mention that the ultimate irony is they don't allow trucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wee-wah.
Yeah. Thunder stealer.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. My usage of the term truck stop was intentional.
Yes. All right. So go ahead, Rich.
Quick story, and I got this out of Detroit last week. Been sitting on this for I don't know, maybe a week and a half, actually.
Works for me.
Early last week, the Detroit Tigers were on a West Coast road trip and had scored just one run in three games on the road trip. And for those who don't know, the Tigers are not having a good year. They're 19 games under 500, about 18 games back in their division.
Oh, man. Astros could use a dosage of the Tigers right now.
Tigers are having a very forgettable season. So last Monday morning, police responded to a call at about 2:25 a.m. from a security guard at Comerica Park, which, of course, is their home ballpark in Detroit. Teams on the road, ballpark sitting idle, the usual security there, but apparently where the incident that I'm about to mention took place, there was not security around because a security guard making his rounds couldn't help but notice that someone had smashed glass doors and windows and just fled the scene. Didn't take anything, just smashed a bunch of windows and doors made out of glass on the exterior of the ballpark, with a sledgehammer, and I guess left the sledgehammer behind and just fled the scene. They were able to pull some surveillance video. Male in his 30s, dark hoodie, jeans, white gym shoes. Sledgehammer.
Very nice. Yeah.
Very nice. So I guess, really, this is a pretty simple story. With all due respect, I understand your Tigers suck. This is no way to work out your angst.
No.
You don't need to go to the ballpark with a sledgehammer to feel better. I'm sure you did feel better after you did it, but it's a bad idea.
That's a good song.
Great video.
It is a great video. Peter Gabriel. Is this Peter Gabriel's self-titled album, I want to say? He had like five top 10 hits off this song.
Post-Genesis, Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Red Rain, I think, was on this album.
Yep. Who was the drummer for Genesis that also had a big-time solo career?
He was pretty good. His name was Philip. Philip Collins.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
Like, yeah, so did I.
Couldn't remember his name?
Oh, Phil Collins. I couldn't. Yeah, he was the drummer from Genesis.
Yeah.
He was in there with this guy.
He's been amazing. All right, that was all due respect.
And a little rock and roll trivia.
Yeah, are you going to give Rich some Genesis questions in the next
That could work out. I'll ask him, who is Phil Collins? No,
I just exhausted my knowledge of Genesis.
Yeah. Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, that's it?
And I hope you appreciated that I asked him a question about Journey inside Know Your Role.
And he got it right. That's one of those ones where if you told me there was a Journey question, I would count on Rich getting it wrong.
Yeah.
He got it right because it was tied to Caddyshack. In Rodney Dangerfield.
Was Mike from Mike and the Mechanics also in Genesis?
He was. Wow, Genesis is like, they're like the happy days of bands. There's just spinoffs
everywhere.
I'm
guessing. You can confirm that?
Mike Rutherford, I think his
name
is.
From Mike and the Mechanics. Yeah. He was part of Genesis
also. I think
also.
He was, yeah.
Wow.
Look at all the spinoffs. Like All in the Family.
Veritable Jeffersons.
With the Jeffersons.
Maude.
Archie's Place.
Wow.
Yeah.
3:35, Sean.
Chasing everybody off. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.